ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, فلك الحمد أبدا أبدا دائما سرمدا يزيد ولا يبيد كما تحب وترضى إلهي. إن أخذتني بجرمي أخذتك بعفوك، وإن أخذتني بذنوبي أخذتك بمغفرتك، وإن أدخلتني النار أعلمت أهلها أني أحبك إلهي. لك الحمد أبدا أبدا دائما سرمدا يزيد ولا يبيد كما تحب وترضى.
Dear listeners, we have reached this excerpt of the whispered prayer. إلهي فلك الحمد أبدا أبدا دائما سرمدا. My Lord, all praise be to you forever and forever, perpetually, everlastingly. يزيد ولا يبيد كما تحب وترضى. Increasingly and imperishably, as exactly as you like and please. In this part, the supplicant, after confessing to the sins, confessing to his own destitution in this world, and after asking the Almighty Allah to forgive him, is praising him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This praising of the Lord is beneficial for the servant himself, and essentially, one of the pleasures of a true lover is to praise and talk about the beloved one. And this is really effective for the servant. And this, as our tradition suggests, is one of the doors through which the servants can get through and get closer to Allah's mercy. Almighty Allah loves His servants to call upon Him with His beautiful names, or Asma'ul Husna. Say, invoke Allah, or invoke the All-Beneficent. Whichever of his names you may invoke, to him belong the best names. This is what the Holy Quran says. Each of these beautiful names of Allah is a key among the keys of His mercy and grace. There has been great emphasis in the Islamic sources regarding supplicating with the beautiful names of Allah. There are numerous traditions that if a believer supplicates Allah with His beautiful names 10 times, He the Exalted would respond to him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Whoever says, 'O Allah,' 10 times, it is said to him, 'Here I am, what is your need?'" Abu Basir reports from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to have said, "If a person says in the state of prostration, 'O Allah, O my Lord, O my Master,' 3 times, Allah the Blessed, the Exalted will answer him saying, 'Here I am, my servant, now ask for your need.'" Also, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam is reported to have said, "The Holy Prophet sallallahu heard a man saying, 'O most merciful of the merciful.' So he laid his hand on the shoulder of the man and said, 'The most merciful has turned to you with his face. Now ask your need.'"
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, "This Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So in this part, brothers and sisters, the supplicant calls the Almighty Allah and praises Him with his recognition of His beautiful names. إِلَهِ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ أَبَدًا أَبَدًا دَائِمًا سَرْمَدًا. My Lord, all praise be to You forever, perpetually and everlastingly. يَزِيدُ وَلَا يَبِيدُ. Increasingly and imperishably. كَمَا تُحِبُّ وَتَرْضَى. As exactly as You like and please. And then the supplicant continues, إِلَهِ إِنْ أَخَذْتَنِي بِجُرْمِي أَخَذْتُكَ بِعَفْوِكَ. My Lord, if You punish me for my offense, I shall cling to Your pardon. وَإِنْ أَخَذْتَنِي بِذُنُوبِي أَخَذْتُكَ بِمَغْفِرَتِكَ. If You seize me for my sins, I shall take hold of your forgiveness. وَإِنْ أَدْخَلْتَنِيَ النَّارِ أَعْلَمْتُ أَهْلَهَا أَنِّي أُحِبُّكَ. If you put me to the fire, I shall declare to its inmates that I love you. One of the secrets that somehow opens the door of Allah's mercy is to call on His most beautiful names, like His forgiveness, like His pardon, in this station when we are confessing to our sins. This is what our tradition suggests. This is what these kinds of supplications from the infallible Imams are teaching us. For example, in Abu Hamza Thumali, we read, إِلَهِ وَسَيِّدِي وَعِزَّتِكَ وَجَلَالِكَ لَإِنْ طَالَبْتَنِي بِذُنُوبِي لَأُطَالِبَنَّكَ بِعَفْوِكَ. O my Lord, my Master, I swear by your dignity, if you do not forgive me for my sins and if you punish me for my sins, I will ask you for your pardon. وَلَإِنْ أَدْغَلْتَنِيَ النَّارُ لَأُخْبِرَنَّ أَهْلَ النَّارِ بِحُبِّي لَكَ. And if you put me to fire, I will let the people of fire know that I love you. This is also the case with Kumail's supplication. أَفَتُرَاكَ سُبْحَانَكَ يَا إِلَهِ وَبِحَمْدِكَ تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا صَوْتَ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ سُجِنَ فِيهَا بِمُخَالَفَتِهِ. O Lord, can we even think about you, hearing the sound and voice of a Muslim incarcerated in hellfire because of his disobedience, while he is talking to you, he is asking for your forgiveness, وَيَتَوَسَّلُ إِلَيْكَ بِرُبُوبِيَّتِكَ, while he is confessing to his sins, while he is asking from you, clinging to your station. So in most of our supplications, we can see how the infallible Imam alayhimu salam are teaching us how we should talk to our Lord and how we should ask Him our requests. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان